USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republican leaders are hammering the sweeping coronavirus relief bill.
This is the wrong path, and this is not what President Biden said he would do at the inaugural.
Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, telling reporters a nearly $2 trillion bill needs to get America back to work, back to school, and back to health.
How much time do you have, Mr. President, to go through the litany of things in this bill that have nothing to do with COVID?
The United States Food and Drug Administration found that a Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine was 66.1% effective in preventing moderate to severe virus disease and that it had a favorable safety profile. An FDA advisory committee set to meet Friday to discuss authorizing the vaccine for emergency use. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Can you really believe the news? So much spin. Americans just don't trust big media. And if you're really tired of the old news, check out Newsmax TV, the fastest growing network in America. It's on all major cable systems. Each night, watch Newsmax TV and see big shows with Sean Spicer, Greg Kelly, Lindsey Keith, Stinchfield, and Rob Schmidt. They're exposing Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi's surprising agenda. So tune into Newsmax anytime. If your cable doesn't carry it, call them and tell them you can go to another service that does. Or you can download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. It's free, and you can watch it anywhere in the world. Newsmax is also free on TVs like Samsung, LG, and Vizio. And millions of people watch Newsmax on Roku, YouTube, Pluto, Zumo, Apple TV, and more. There's a reason 30 million Americans watch Newsmax TV all the time. Check it out today. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Golf legend Tiger Woods is recovering from surgery after a car accident. The SUV he was driving went off a road and rolled yesterday morning just south of Los Angeles. Woods, suffering multiple open fractures in the two main bones in the lower leg and a broken bone in his right foot and ankle. All that being said, sports writer Mike Lupica tells MSNBC, don't count Woods out as far as returning to the PGA.
Ben Hogan, 71 years ago, was in a car with his wife that got hit by a Greyhound bus. And Joe, you know, he was younger at the time. He's only 37 than Tiger was. And his pelvis, ribs, shoulder, eye, everything that could possibly have happened, his body was crushed and shattered. And he came back to play the best golf of his life. Tiger's not going to do this. Tiger's never going to be the Tiger of 21 and 22 and 23. But I'm not ruling out the fact that he might once again play golf.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
If you've been struggling to make ends meet while working for yourself or running a small business with relatively few workers, now might be the time to apply for a Paycheck Protection Loan. Unlike normal loans, the PPP loans can be forgiven if certain requirements are met, meaning they're essentially grants with strings attached. The PPP loans have been available since April of 2020. As far as how the program is going, Bill Lowe is the CEO of Texas Bram Bank. He tells USA Radio News.
Well, actually, it completely exceeded our expectations both the first time and the second time. We generated about 525 loans the first go-round for $60-odd million, and which was, for a little bank like ours, a pretty big sum. And then the second round, we've generated almost 300 loans, and we're approaching $40 million, which very much surprised me. Most of my compatriots in the industry feel the same, that it's completely exceeded their wildest expectations.
Lowell reminds everyone,
if you're going to get a loan from a bank, you've got to go see the bank. In the old days, that meant coming in the lobby. Today, that means calling or emailing, most likely. In order to get a loan from a bank, you have to ask. That's the hardest step, or the hardest thing for most of people in the banking industry is, you know, banks want to make loans. We need to make loans. That's how we make money. We need people, if you need a loan, to apply.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.